Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are expecting a call from Jay Foreman. If he's listening, go ahead and call Jay. We'll keep the light on for you. John in Cortland says this, and I love thoughtful texts. He says, "What up? A plea for the 49er fans. Hit up the contact info. In 72, John Brody was a quarterback. Never mind. Drafted Willie Harper, All-American defensive end, University of Nebraska. Then later caught a couple more guys, Roger Craig, Jimmy Williams, Tom Rathman. Campaign, I don't know. Time to slump with a call. Time is money. Still smiling. John, well done, man." Right? There would have been a stretch in the 80s and 90s where, yeah, if you were a Husker fan, you were a Niners fan. Right? The Raiders had a run, right, where everybody moved from the Niners over to the Raiders. All the Huskers were moving over. You know, even, I mean, guys like, you know, David Hum, you know, not the guys you normally think about. So I don't know. That's a good text, though. Nolan says this, and again, you guys have been exceptional in texting. He says, "I don't think there's one team that's a win for NBA and Major League Baseball. People throw a dart at a map and just don't care if it's not football." No, there's a ton. Like, there's when the Cubs were taken, I can say this, when the Cubs and Royals weren't on, people had issue. Like, we got calls. And this was before I was a decision maker, so I would just hear people complaining that that wasn't a thing. And then for the NBA, it's an interesting thing, right? Henry says, "Go with Minnesota. Screw the Broncos." Oh, man. Feel how you feel. Say what you say. Jeremy says, "What's up, DP? A fan-hosted radio show." Well, I've said that I'm going to have, like, a ticket VIP club. And I mean that. And I think the new facility allows for some of that. Because in the new facility, we will have a second podcast studio. So we'll be able to record a show and be live at the same time, which is something we can't currently do. Plus, we can record this stuff and then, you know, we have ways of getting that that content out to people. And so to have show, look, we have some interesting listener family. And it wouldn't be for everybody because, again, FCC regulated, you have to be a truth teller in this space. This is not just a podcast. Mm-hmm. We are brick and mortar FCC regulated, so there has to be truth and fact to what you say, and we are accountable for it. And I'm not putting on anybody that I don't trust what you say. Like, I'm not going to trust that you're going to go off on a deep end and have some wild rant because you think that's good radio. No. But for folks who can have a sports conversation, a reasonable fan, you know, sports conversation, not take it personal, not make it personal, I would certainly consider doing that. No, see, that's my point. Texter says, the fan show better have a delay and a huge dump button. You will be vetted and It's not going to just be anybody. But I want the fans to have voices. I want you guys to have voice. I want you guys to be heard. This is why the text line, you text in, you know, we try to read them. We just got hit with, 120-some texts, so we can't read them all, but we can't read them all on air, but we have to read them all. So, yeah, not everybody's Jay Foreman on a microphone. But we do, I would want to create a space where fans could have voice. So, but we'll talk about that after we get done talking to the Husker Hall of Famer. Let's bring in Jay Foreman. What's happening? What's happening, 44? What's up, man?
Not too much, man. Just, doing a little volunteer work. It might have been, who knows? We'll see how much many more gray hairs I got.
Yeah, of course, the rumor mill is out there on Jay Foreman, as Coach Foreman. But I'll let you tell the story when you want to tell your stories. I'm not that dude, and I certainly don't move that way. The news from down at the building is that Casey Thompson actually had some reps today. They're not sure. They still say he's going to be day-to-day. Chubba Purdy is out. He is out. So if Casey cannot go, it's Smothers. And then in a bit of a surprise, knew that Jarrett Sinek would be quarterback too. Your thoughts on that news, first of all, on how difficult it will be in cold weather with not exactly your nerves in your throwing hand working the way it should. How difficult will it be for Casey Thompson to play Saturday?
I think that at first it would be a little, odd, but I think that's what practice is for. I mean, obviously, it's cold outside, so I'm assuming he'll go through the process of figuring out, what he can and can't do, and I'm sure that, number one, as Mickey said, they're going to protect him, for his long term, play or his career in this house. So, if he's not, able to play or able to play up to a positive, percentage, he won't be out there. So, those things are tricky. The cold weather definitely doesn't help, but they got a good medical staff down there. But with Mark Meyer and all that, and those guys, they'll make sure he's ready to go and fully protected. So, I think Casey will do fine. The fact that he was practicing today some was good. And so if he continues to make, improvement, I'm sure over the next, two or three days or when they, get out there and practice, there might be a chance he can play. But, it's a tremendous opportunity again for Logan. And, whoever's backing Logan up, you got to be on red alert. Even if Casey's out there playing, doesn't mean that he can't be on a pitch count or, maybe get dinged up or, be a little bit cautious. So, it's interesting times in that quarterback room, I think you talk before the season, Casey or Chubba, that obviously played out like, as it probably always should have been. And then we'll see what the depth is like and what we can do as far as the offensive game plan, maybe adapt that to whoever's in the game. And, can't talk about guys that aren't mentioned to play. They can only answer that, why you're not, ready or good enough to play. And then you only can deal with the guys that are ready to play.
Jay, how difficult is it in a Big Ten conference schedule to prepare backups in full? Like, people think that it's simple. How difficult is it?
Yeah. It just depends on the backup, and depends on, if he's had experience or not. This is a new system, new coach, new coaching staff, essentially, with a lot of the offensive players or offensive coaches, So it's a little that adds on to the layer of difficulty. But, generally, a backup should be ready. That should be who the starter talks to, series in and series out. And you'd like to have your backup, as you see in the NFL, the backup is the starter's best friend. Because you're going over what he sees or doesn't see and either accentuating what he is seeing or what he is not seeing. So they should be ready, but it's a little bit harder if you go from, pretty much zero.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
a lot of it has to do with practice structure, number one, right? You know, how they're practicing on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis. And then number two, health-wise, you know, with the amount, you know, that Nebraska's has, would probably hurt them, you know, where you got guys, like I think, first trouble was out, you know, for a week, then he got in the game. And Logan's been, you know, kind of dinged up the last couple of weeks as well. Just kind of what you don't plan for, your backups being, you know, at times, you know, more injured than the guys that are playing.
Jay, how difficult would it be to transition in a game where, in a week where you know that Wisconsin's going to come in and try to just ram the ball down your throat? They don't want Mertz throwing the ball around. They're gonna rely on their Superman running back and just try to get downhill and control the clock and get points on the board that way. How difficult would it be for Nebraska to do that on a cold day in November against this 5-5 Wisconsin team?
I think they just need to keep Wisconsin off balance. I think, you know, the timing of Wisconsin getting, you know, a little bit healthier on defense, you know, obviously doesn't help with having a backup to the backup to the backup quarterback possibly getting in there if Casey isn't playing. But I think it can be done. I don't think this is the vaunted Wisconsin defense of year in, year out. So, you know, they got to play with the mentality like they did, you know, in the first half against Minnesota, the first three quarters against Minnesota, at times against Michigan, especially in pass blocking. They got to have another, you know, decent to good week and continue to go along the process of taking steps of being better than they were the week before. And it's a learning curve, but then also it's an evaluation process as well. So that's a hard thing to do. It's like it's a spring ball on steroids, but, you're playing for all the marbles, and you're playing one of your rivals that has been able to, you know, get after you the last 6 or 7 years. And so, you know, I think that, you know, the game plan to keep them off balance, I think, you know, our skill position guys have got to get off press coverage, have got to catch the ball at a higher rate. Our core, you know, definitely, you know, when you look at some of the passes that, you know, Chubb has thrown or in Logan last game, you know, you got to put the ball in better position for these guys to catch it. But I think that when you have two of the top 10 receivers, I think I look in the Big Ten as far as yards, you guys got to catch the ball. And that's the honest guy truth. So they know it. We know it. And if they go out there and have a good day catching the ball, I feel like, you know, if you look at our running backs in space, our tight ends in space, our slots in space. If you look at Alante Brown, our two guys outside, you know, winning one-on-one matchups, I feel very good about what we can do. And then that will loosen them up and then be able to hit them with the run. A little bit more different type of run plays and see what, you know, different teams have went up there and attacked, you know, Wisconsin and put it in your playbook. I mean, Illinois, we ran the ball game well against them. Wisconsin didn't. And, then Illinois ran the ball extremely well against Wisconsin, and you got to look at some of those plays. And, you know, because it's concepts, it's not the exact play, you know. And, the funny thing about it is the Illinois play that we got burnt for on the first touchdown reached its head against Michigan, and they just dressed it up differently. So, you know, it's a copycat league, so we need to copy and be the cat as well. And, we go and then play sound. You know, in all three phases, we'll definitely have a chance to win. This is not a team that's not beatable. They're in the same situation that we are, pins and needles and waiting, you know, ultimately see who's going to be the head coach. You know, we're both coming down the back stretch and maybe a little bit different look because of Wisconsin, you know, has won some more games than us. But at the end of the day, those guys in that locker room, unless, you know, something's changed, they don't know who their coach is going to be. So they don't. There's no advantage as far as from a coaching standpoint, an experience standpoint, when you go out there. Now you've got to go out there and play.
Jay, what would you say to this linebacker group on a day where, you know, you're recovering from Michigan in the run game, you're going to face Allen and this Wisconsin run game? What would you say to the linebacker group about the work they're going to have to put in Saturday?
They're going to have to play, you know, downhill physical. This is a game where you know, everybody, you have to get off block, man. You cannot be Velcroed against these guys. You cannot say, I did my job, so I'm just chilling and it's over. You have to get off blocks. We got to get penetration, and we got to gang tackle this dude. But as far as the linebackers, you know, we got to play with a little bit better leverage. As far as, you know, our hats and hands and our leverage and having our pads low, both in getting off blocks, but then also hitting, you know, Braylon Allen, because he's a big old boy that can, you know, make you miss if he has to, but can, you know, break some tackles. And so, you know, it's another week, and you know, as much as, you know, you played against Michigan last week, I felt like, you know, at times they handled themselves pretty well, but they definitely can play better. They, you know, they definitely can, you know, play with better leverage. You know, have goals for yourself to limit the yards after contact. If that's one thing that kind of be nitpicky about is the whole defense is yards after contact. You were there. Now let's bring some more force and not let them kind of bleed you, you know, to death with a little bit of, you know, 4 or 5 extra yards of contact or after contact. So just a little thing. And I feel like our corners match up well against them. I think our corners, you know, competed all game, you know, last game against Michigan against, I think, a better overall wide receiver group and a better quarterback. And so, you know, we do well against the run. Again, if you can keep him around, you know, if he totes it 32 times, you know, 35 times, and he's barely over 120 yards, the defense is doing their job. So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to start out fast, and then we got to end a little bit faster than we have in the last few weeks.
Before we let you go, Jay Foreman, I asked you yesterday, was there a chance that the Commanders would catch the Eagles sleeping? How about them Commanders?
Man, they Tyler Heineke, man, or whatever his name is, he's getting a crunk over there. I mean, he's definitely got him on the, you know, playing well. I think Ron Rivera, you know, is a really, really good coach to where guys will play for him. I mean, he's a straightforward dude. You know, he's demanding on him, but he's fair. And they're playing better football, you know, considering the circumstances that they're in, you know, the investigation from last year, you know, injuries, you know, guys getting mad at each other on the sidelines. Then, you know, the whole Daniel Snyder thing. Then you just had it resurface again with the, you know, the government coming after him. Will he sell the team? Will he not sell the team? You know, for these guys to stay focused and then, you know, have the whole quarterback situation, you know, 2 years in a row, you know, they got some nice pieces. They really do. They have a pretty decent coach. They're trying, it seems, at least, you know, with their GM hire or the president of football operations hire, you know, get it together. They just have a black cloud over their football team. But these guys are playing good. They're, you know, they're talent-wise, they're a big physical team. They're going to play defense. You know, they're starting to kind of get their rhythm in offense. They're starting to get healthy. You know, they aren't a team. They're a team like that were, if you know, the Cowboys or the Giants come, you know, come down there to, you know, FedEx Field or whatever, you know, sleeping, you're going to end up like the Eagles. You're going to be like, man, it's going to be in the middle of the third quarter, and you're going to finally realize you're going to dogfight. And by that time, it's too late.
It was quality to watch. Again, I just hope Nebraska was watching Washington's offense, right?
You're 100% right, watching the physicality that they played with on both sides of the ball. Unknown linemen, except for a couple of guys on the offensive line. Obviously, the defensive line as well, you know, documented. But the physicality they played, the effort that they played, even on the play that they got the fumble, got beat on good coverage. Guy gets up. The second guy comes, causes the fumble, get it, game pretty much changing and winning play, you know, and you go from there. And heady football by the quarterback to slide, draw the last little penalty, kind of keep the game, you know, out of reach. But it was the physicality of Robinson, the guy that, you know, essentially, you know, shouldn't be playing football right now.
Right.
He just got shot in the leg.
Right.
And then with Gibson, and then, you know, with Heineke just making on, and then McLaurin, and then Dotson. I mean, you know, it can be done. They just faced a team that pretty much had looked like the best team from week one to, in this case, week nine, and they beat the brakes off them.
Yeah.
And they caused them to play, you know, not like the Eagles have been playing, but they really, really caused them to go take a deep look at themselves, because there was teams that maybe attested the Eagles. They finished the Eagles, and that's the difference.
Man, the toughest thing in all of sports to do is to finish. Jay Foreman, talk to you tomorrow, man. Appreciate you. Love you. Go do your thing.
All right.
That is Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer. With a break, we'll close out Old School when we come back to 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.